She was turning purple. We were turning green. Her screams amounted to, "Help me, you incompetent fools!" She wasn't even 9 pounds, but with her in our arms, we carried the weight of the world, because she had become our whole world. A world we thought we'd mapped out. Like everyone else, we read the parenting books. Okay, we read a lot of articles. All right, we bought a lot of books and skimmed a lot of articles on our phones. Who has time to read those things? Babies just eat, sleep, and poop, right? How tough could it be to manage that routine for something the size of an eggplant? But we weren't managing. We stood over the changing table, anxiety sweating, while she flailed around in what was clearly record-setting agony for an eggplant. We had nothing to offer that she hadn't already declined. No other tools at our disposal. We were helpless, and that helplessness was the worst feeling either of us had ever experienced. We were helpless in the face of a fart. Previously, we're talking a lifetime of observation here. Farts were funny. Tony sneeze-farted in his 5th grade English class while reading aloud Huck Finn and never lived it down. Allie, allegedly, sounded a foghorn the first night we slept together. Hilarious. But in this moment, the laughter had gone silent and deadly. We were dealing with serious gas, seriously trapped in our newborn's belly. It wasn't funny at all. Our article skimming had failed us, and in the dire immediacy of our baby's tortured tummy, picking up a book that weighed more than she did was not an option. We needed actions, not words. Over the next 24 hours, we gave her 2 different types of gripe water. We cycled through bottle brands and nipple flows. Out of desperation, we finally stuck a plastic tube lubed with coconut oil up her butt. And sure, the plastic tube whistled as that little fucker of a fart found its way into the nursery, and absolutely there was a moment of relief shortly after. But as the 3 of us lay in bed, avoiding eye contact, the consensus was obvious. There had to be a better way. Not just a better way to relieve gas, but better ways to help our baby in every circumstance. We wanted more options when the limited advice we found failed. We wanted to be experts in a variety of techniques to calm fussiness, to induce bowel movements, and to encourage better sleep. We didn't want to feel we had to resort to pumping our baby full of medication or jabbing her with foreign objects. We wanted to be professional parents. As adults, when something goes awry, we don't jump to extremes to find quick relief. When our backs hurt, we stretch, get a massage, or see a chiropractor before asking the doctor for painkillers. If we're backed up, we drink water, eat a prune or two, and maybe invest in a squatty potty before downing a gallon of psyllium husk and sitting on an enema. Why shouldn't our babies get the same time and attention to detail and process we give ourselves? Thus began our exploration of the broader world of infant care. We learned that knowing all the options was necessary because what works for Hazel won't necessarily sit well with Jacob. In discovering the diversity of theory and technique that's out there, we were able to adopt a more bespoke approach to tackling our baby's daily challenges. And though we did ultimately find the information we sought, it was extremely challenging to come by. It was scattered all over those baby books and the internet like crumbs from a smashed cake, and it was just as hard to gather together. Some of it came from conversations we had with top pediatricians, pediatric chiropractors and massage therapists, and world-renowned sleep experts. We found gems that amounted to a king's ransom, but each person had only 2 or 3, and no 2 were alike. Our journey became less like a research project and more like a scavenger hunt. Put another way, there was a comprehensive multidisciplinary approach to baby care that existed but had yet to be collated into a single resource. It got us thinking. Once upon a time, boxing and kung fu and jiu-jitsu were all separate martial arts. Then someone decided they should be pitted against each other to see which was the best. Through that competition, the glorious art form known as mixed martial arts, or MMA, was born, taking what worked best from all the disparate martial arts traditions of the world. Similarly, our journey led us to uncover a trove of internationally and historically vetted traditions, a variety of means, both modern and ancient, by which we could attempt to solve our baby's woes. Best of all, many of them worked. They worked for our baby and they worked for us. No longer were we without recourse. The slack-jawed, incompetent losers our baby was born to gave way to the finely tuned champions who write this now.